For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Their latest political ads have changed. Democratic incumbent Joe Cunningham now features his 2-year-old son.
We teach our kids to respect others and find common ground. Yeah. But that's not what you see in Washington.
Republican challenger Nancy Mace appears in front of a Waffle House.
I've waited tables at the Waffle House, and as a single mom, I know every dollar counts.
But the message of each 1st Congressional District candidate remains largely the same. She's a fiscal conservative who served in the State House. He's a Washington newcomer who's gotten things done. And the partisan battle over who will serve this Lowcountry district is intense. 2 years ago, Cunningham flipped the seat, the first Democrat elected in decades. Then he didn't have to campaign during a pandemic.
I mean, you know, safety and health come first. Politics come last. And, you know, I wish we could all agree on that. We don't. I mean,
the 38-year-old has made most of his appearances virtually and kept his campaign theme of 2018, Lowcountry over party. Mace, meantime, has been criticized on social media for holding large in-person gatherings. She insists there has been social distancing. Both candidates have gotten the coronavirus. To survive economically, the congressman believes small businesses need more federal assistance. 42-year-old May says not so fast.
As we carry forward with more stimulus, more PPP for businesses, we've got to have someone who's going to say, time out, how are we going to pay for all of this?
She blames House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for holding up another stimulus package and says Cunningham has chosen party over the Lowcountry.
He's voted with Nancy Pelosi 90% of the time.
Cunningham points out one of his first votes as a freshman congressman was against Pelosi as Speaker of the House. He says when it comes to stimulus, the Senate has been focused on something else.
COVID relief, a stimulus package. If there's going to be one committee working on the Senate side, it should be dedicated towards that, not towards, you know, running as Supreme Court justice through the nomination process just days before an election.
May says she's grateful to late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the opinion that ultimately allowed her to become the first female cadet to graduate from the Citadel. But she says President Trump is the president until the end of the year and did the right thing nominating the next justice. Cunningham is not surprised.
I know my opponent now worked for President Trump. She has told people, and I quote, I'm as pro-Trump as they come.
Like Cunningham's last opponent, Mace has the president's endorsement. Trump won the 1st Congressional District in 2016 by 13 percentage points. Still, Cunningham claimed victory, although narrowly. Dr. Gibbs Knotts, a political scientist at the College of Charleston, says the district is changing.
It's a really, really suburban, highly educated district. And so it's a district that a Republican can win in, but obviously, as Joe Cunningham has shown, a Democrat can win.
The right Democrat, says Knotts, calling the suburbs the new battleground. Cunningham and Mace do agree the country is more divided. The congressman says the president hasn't always set a good example.
You watch his Twitter feed and you watch the things he says, and I think you see an absence of empathy.
May says the radical left has been responsible for much of the violence.
You want to use somebody's Twitter account as an excuse for violence in this country, and that's never an excuse.
She insists this race is not a referendum on the president. And unlike 2018, when Cunningham was first elected, record turnout is expected. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.